Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Monday, January 10th, 2022. I am Dave Biddle, and I am very happy to be joined by our special guests, Brian Schottenstein and Cardale Jones. Fellas, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to join me. And how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Cardale, I don't think I've interviewed you since maybe your pro day at Ohio State, which is crazy because I interviewed you so many times during your career, even going back to your high school days when you played in the Big 33 game. So
yeah,
great to talk to both of you. Brian, we had you on the show last summer, so it's great to have you back as well. So this is such a cool thing you guys are doing. So you guys, for the listeners out there, these two gentlemen are starting a charitable NIL fund for Ohio State Athletics. It's going to be the biggest NIL charitable fund in the country. Cardale and Brian are hoping to have this launched by the spring game. It's also fan-based. I'm basically just reading off of Brian's tweet here. It's also fan-based. Anyone can contribute to the players, and the players are also going to help out local charities. So, Brian, kind of in layman's terms, how is this going to work?
So I've done a lot of research and seen some other schools do this, like Texas. And I just, you know, being such a big Buckeye supporter and fan over the years, and also loving giving back to local charities, I just said this is a perfect organization for me to start, and no one better than Cardale to help run it with me. And the beauty of it is a nonprofit 501c3. So anybody, not only businesses, but people making donations to our nonprofit will get a deduction. And this really brings in Buckeye Nation and the Ohio fan base into the mix, because right now NIL is based around businesses supporting student athletes, but now fans can support student athletes, and in return we're going to have our student athletes get involved with local charities. So it's really going to be a special organization.
You guys are like a two-man dream team. And my little joke, Brian, it's about time that you or somebody from your family finally does something to help Ohio State, you know. So
yeah.
finally the shot and things are stepping up. Cardale, how did you guys become close friends?
We met about 4 or 5 years ago, actually, on a Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, another big time charity foundation that Brian and myself was heavily involved in. And we met on the funniest terms, sitting at the blackjack table getting crushed. And I had no clue who he was. I'm not sure if he knew me from Adam, and kind of went upstairs, had a good time, and was hanging out. And a funny story about it, you know, kind of had no clue of his last name and the family last name until about a day or two later. We docked at our first dock. I think it was Key West, and Brian was experiencing some horrible seasickness the first night of the cruise, and he decided to go home. So as we're docking, as we're getting back on the cruise boat, and you know, Brian didn't swipe his card to get back onto the boat, so they're looking for him. So they send his name over the loudspeaker, and the guy is butchering his last name. So I called Brian. I said, "Hey, did you get back on the bus? I think, you know, they might be looking for it." He said, "Oh, no, I went home." I said, "Oh, okay. Sounds good to me." So then as the guy keeps saying his last name, I'm like, "Okay, that guy must be a Schottenstein." And then long story short, kind of hit it off as we got back to Clemens and started hanging out more. I got the chance to meet his brother and his parents and the rest of the family and some of his friends, and became good friends off of from there.
He was in my wedding last month.
Yeah. Look, I had an opportunity, not just at my first wedding, in it. So was an unbelievable event. So yeah, became pretty close over the last years.
And congratulations, Brian, on the recent marriage. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really cool stuff. So Brian, like for the fans out there that are wondering, hey, you know, I want to donate to this when it's up and running again, hopefully by the spring game, we'll have you back on as soon as it's up and running. We'll have you back on. For the fans out there that are wondering, okay, if I make this donation, is it a tax write-off? I'm sure people are wondering that. How does that work?
Yes, it will be, because once we get our 501c3, which we're filing for, it will be a charitable donation. So it will be a tax write-off. And we will have a website portal where you can make a donation and get a receipt for your tax return. And it's really nice to be able to have an organization like this where we're not only supporting student athletes, we're supporting local charities. And it's not just going to be Ohio State football. We're going to have other sports, both men and women, involved. And our criteria, we're going to have a board, and our criteria for where the money goes is not only how they're doing on the field, but also off the field, you know, how they're performing in the classroom, how they're doing, you know, supporting these charities and giving time volunteering. So it's really going to help the student athletes kind of get experience with local charities and really helping out their brand, not just on the field, but off the field. And, you know, whether you're for or against NIL, we can't be left behind. Ohio State's too big of a program. We recruit in top classes every single year, and we need to have something like this in place for us to be able to continue to be successful.
Very well said, you know, and just hats off to you guys for doing this. Thank you on behalf of Buckeye Nation for doing this. Cardale, we'll start with you on this one. I really want both of you to answer this if you don't mind, but you know, how did it come about that you guys decided to take this project on, and can each of you explain your specific role in this project?
I think it kind of naturally started this past summer when we had an opportunity to testify at the State House. We were all for NIL and putting some money into the players' pockets, but we had no intentions on getting involved as heavily as we are now, especially myself with, you know, having my own agency that represents student athletes. And then our roles is, we're still trying to figure that out, but being a part of the board and really coming up with a structure, coming up with a way how we evaluate and figure out how, which players want to get what and how we want to distinguish, you know, X versus Z. So that's how I envision that our role or my role is going to be. And I'll let Brian answer that same question.
Yeah, I agree with Cardale. I mean, originally, neither of us were even talking about getting involved with NIL, but when we testified at the State House, we just did it, you know, because we believed in the NIL and what it stands for. But now I couldn't just sit back and let things happen and see these other schools have certain nonprofits like this. And I'm like, there's nothing better for, you know, myself and Cardale to do than this. You know, Cardale obviously has a lot of relationships, not only locally, but nationally. You know, he's played both Ohio State, national champion, and the NFL. So, you know, like he said, he has his own agency. So he's familiar with NIL through that and working with his own clients. And then for myself, I want to bring local businesses into this and the fan base together. We're going to have many events throughout the year with this, and I'm personally not going to be making any money from this. I'm just doing it because I care and I want something special for the fan base and for the student athletes and local charities throughout the community.
Yeah, you mentioned Cardale has his own company, his own NIL company that he runs. Cardale, get into that a little bit. And will you guys, similar to what's going on with Texas and Texas A&M, like those, the charitable funds that they've set up, they're basically helping the student athletes create NIL deals for potential recruits. Again, Texas and Texas A&M have really taken the lead there. Are you guys going to be doing that? Will you have a helping hand in creating NIL deals? And Cardale, tell the listeners about the group that you run.
Yeah, so 10 Talents is just a marketing agency that we represent student athletes that manage and help them find NIL opportunities and kind of focus on a lot of female athletes and non pool scholarship athletes. Because, you know, when I had an opportunity to testify at State House, those were the athletes I was pushing for, those Olympic sport athletes who are on partial scholarships, who are, you know, don't have training table, who got to pay for their books and little things like that. But, you know, I don't envision us getting into this too deep of helping with recruiting. We're going to, you know, help and provide opportunities for the you know, the players at Ohio State, the student athletes at Ohio State that's there right then and there in this present, not, you know, the future of Ohio State. But, you know, it's when those recruits so happen to join the Buckeyes and they meet the requirements on and off the field to have an opportunity to benefit from this fund and the things that we're doing, then that's a different conversation. But so far as getting into this as a recruiting tool for the university, I don't envision that. But this is also going to be a lot of public news. And me and Brian do believe that, you know, the funds that we're going to be able to raise is going to be significant. And not if a recruit go out there and see that, because like I said all before, it's all going to be public and they want to use that to their advantage or one of their things they want to say, hey, I want to go to Ohio State because I potentially have an opportunity to tap into this fund. Then that's a decision that they make between them and their families.
Very interesting stuff. Brian, along those same lines a little bit, you know, with NIL basically being weaponized by the SEC and most notably Texas A&M, what is your vision for this project?
Well, I agree with what Cardell said. And my goal is to have this be the largest NIL charitable fund in the country. I think with the Ohio State fan base, alumni and the business community that support Ohio State, you know, the Buckeyes really play for the whole state, and the businesses and the community probably support the university more than any school in the country. So I believe that we are able to really make this bigger than anything in the country. And it's going to be nice to not just support the football team, but other sports and both men and women. And it's going to be a little bit different because it's not necessarily going to be that the best player is going to get paid the most. You know, we're going to have the formula that's going to have not only how they do in their sport, but also in their community, how they're doing in the classroom. And we want quality people that we're going to support, not just the best athlete.
Has anyone from Ohio State's compliance department been in contact with you guys? And does that even matter in this day and age?
Yeah, it mattered to us because we still want to be compliant and respectful of the rules and regulations of not just the university, but NCAA. But no, and you know, if anyone from compliance listen, they can't be involved with this. The school roles at NIL that across, you know, the country, in particular Ohio State, the coaches, the staff, the compliance officer, anyone dealing with Ohio State indirectly, they have no input on NIL when it comes to anything, let alone a fund that's going to be in particular and specialized to provide for the student athletes. No, the compliance office, the coaching staff of any sport, the AD on down, they have no input and can have no say on anything that had to do with this fund.
Ohio State has the largest compliance department in the country. We'll see if that's still going to be the case going forward. Obviously, Brian and Cardell, I mean, fans are super excited about this. Brian, when you put your tweet up, and you had announced previously that you were going to do this, but that you announced Cardell was joining you. I mean, people were flipping out in the best way possible. I think we've got like three different threads on our Bucknuts message board about it right now. So one question that I got that somebody wanted me to ask you, what is the year one goal for donations?
Well, I don't want to get into numbers yet, but I think it can be very, very significant where we can contribute to multiple student athletes from multiple sports. I don't want to talk exactly, you know, what numbers we think we can bring in, but it'll be a very significant number, larger than the other funds that you've seen at other schools.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Cardell, we'll go to you on this one. Is it possible to have current NFL players from Ohio State help kick this off with donations?
Yeah, it's possible. Anyone can donate, like we said before. I mean, our goal is to get, you know, the whole Buckeye Nation to tap in, boosters, fans, supporters, alumni guys, especially when it comes to the sporting world. So, yeah, you know, former teammates is, you know, and when we get this thing up and running, that's one thing I'm personally going to do is reach out to a lot of guys that I played with that's still playing at a high level in the NFL, just to let them know, just let them be aware of what we're doing, because these guys each and every year are extremely involved with Ohio State still to this day. And for them to be able to donate to a fund, and support not just a student athlete, but also a local charity, I'm pretty sure these guys are going to jump on board with that as well.
Cardell, it wasn't that long ago, man. I mean, your career ended at Ohio State 6 years ago. You played pro ball for a while. I mean, it doesn't feel like it's been 7 years ago since you guys won the national championship. I do want to ask you this. If NIL existed back when you were playing, I mean, how much would you have loved that?
I mean, I would have loved it. I love it because I think it, I mean, if NFL is just when I was playing, I don't think I'd be on this call right now. I think, you know, not just for me, but a lot of players' financial situations would look a lot different. And some of the opportunities that would have been presented, you know, to me, I guess, back then would have definitely shaped, you know, me 6 or 7 years, you know, in the future. So, but unfortunately it wasn't, but we're here now, and my goal and my job now is to do everything I can for the student athletes of, you know, Ohio.
Brian, and Cardiel, again, thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Like, on behalf of all of Buckeye Nation, thank you. And I'm sure there's something, Brian, I would imagine that I didn't ask you that you would like to tell the fans. Is there anything else that you would like to say about this?
Well, I just appreciate all the support, and it's nice to see all the positive feedback on social media. We are going to be announcing two different options for our logo. Then we're going to have the fans pick our logo on social media. So that'll be coming up here shortly. And obviously the name will be announced here soon as well. And then our first kickoff event will be this spring at one of our company's developments. And there'll be more information about that as well.
They are the two-man dream team, Brian Schottenstein, Cardiel Jones. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Cannot thank you enough.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
See you, Dave. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. And thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Hello everyone, it's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.